you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to the Positive Change Broadcast. I'm Robert Cook, and today we shall experience together a positive change.
Today we begin part four of the four-part series titled, How to Handle Adversity.
Father, I thank you so much that you anoint me today to speak as an oracle of God. I thank you, Father, that you think through my mind and you speak through my lips. Holy Spirit, we invite you into service to have free course, to move in any way, shape, form, or fashion that you desire or ordain. We pray that no person that came into this place today will leave unchanged, Father, but every person that has ears to hear shall hear what the Lord has to say to them today. Father, we thank you that the Spirit of God is here to reveal, to teach, to minister, to exalt, to exhort, to build up, to edify, Father. We thank you that the Holy Ghost can be depended on and relied upon to teach us today and to teach through me. Father, I yield myself as a holy vessel to be used unto righteousness. We yield our ears to hear the word of God and our hearts to be open to receive. In Jesus' name, we thank you for all that should be manifest in advance in the service today. All those in agreement with this prayer say, amen. Praise God forevermore. Now, we're going to continue. And matter of fact, we're going to wrap it up this week. We've been on a series on how to handle adversity. Or how to deal with problems. You know what I mean? How to deal with adversity. Now, you can't live and not have adversity. The Bible says many are the afflictions of the righteous, but many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God delivereth them out of them all. Now, what I begin to see about deliverance is I don't care what comes because it can't take me down. I mean, there's a certain confidence you have when you know no matter what the devil throws at you, he can't take you down. And that's the attitude you have when you realize what the Word of God teaches and who the Word of God says you are in Christ Jesus. You are, in a way, invincible. If God be for you, who can be against you? Then if there's nobody who can be against you, can pull you down, you are invincible when you walk in who you are, when you know who you are in Christ Jesus. The Bible says in Ephesians that you put on the armor. And when you have the armor, the breastplate of righteousness, the helmet of salvation, your feet are girded about, your loins are covered. Every part of you is covered. And then you get a sword, too, to go do battle. When you got all that, you can quench all the fiery darts of the enemy. The adversary cannot win against you. I stop and count how many times Jesus lost. And it's 0, 0, 0, and 0. Not one time did the adversary come to him and prevail. Not one time did he slip, did he trip, did he fall. And I believe as we function in the same principles he has, these five things we've been talking about, as we walk in that, when adversity comes, it can be nothing more than just a hindrance and a delay. And we all know if you've been in Christ in any amount of time that the devil can hinder and delay, but he can't make it stay. You're going to prosper anyway. But you got to know that. You got to know the devil. You can come and try and attack my body. I may have let my guard down and you attack my body. This is just a hindrance. I'm not even thinking about you taking me out because you don't have that type of authority. I have authority to tread upon serpents and every evil thing. I have authority over you. And I no longer am duped into believing you have authority over me. Because that's where it was always taught to me. Well, you know, you better pray kind of quiet. The devil will hear it and cut it off. Who's stronger, the devil or God? Who is greater? Greater is he is in me than he is in the world. The devil is not any greater. Now, since we know he's a defeated foe, the only way he can overcome you is to make you believe he can overcome you. That's the only way. He's got to deceive you into believing he can overcome you. Now, if you know who you are and you know how to handle adversity, then when adversity comes and you automatically just go into the Word of God and do the five things we're talking about, you will stand victorious and it won't even be a challenge. It'd be like when the devil was tempting Jesus. He just spoke the word. The devil would speak his little twisted word and Jesus would speak the true word. And he went away. The first thing we covered was prayer. Not the last thing, When you run into adversity, you don't wait until everything's gone, spent all your money, everything's all over the place, and then all of a sudden you're like, it's nothing to do now but pray. And that's what people do. They get way downtrodden, stepped on, run over, and if you have enough energy to even look up to God at that point, it's nothing left to do now but pray. That's the first thing you should have done. When adversity comes, go to God. Go to God and pray. Point number two, promises. Go to the Word of God and find out the promise. There's over 22,000 promises in the Bible. There's one that covers your need. God says in His Word, that divinely inspired Word, everything that pertains to righteousness, holiness, correction, reproof, anything to fix your problem. Any problem you have, there's an answer in the Word of God for it. But you've got to find the answer. Because the thing is, you have to live by faith, and faith requires you know that it's the Word of God.
Hello, this is Robert Cook, inviting you to meet me at Joy Faith Christian Center, Sundays at 11 a.m. at the Palm Beach Lakes High School. For more information, find us on the web at www.joyfaith.com. You can listen to today's program again on your smartphone or on your computer online at www.joyfaith.com. I look forward to meeting you in person this week at Joy Faith Christian Center, where you'll experience excellence in ministry and excellence in living.
That's the first thing you should have done. When adversity comes, go to God. Go to God and pray. Point number two, promises. Go to the Word of God and find out the promise. There's over 22,000 promises in the Bible. There's one that covers your need. God says in His Word, that divinely inspired Word, everything that pertains to righteousness, holiness, correction, reproof, anything to fix your problem. Any problem you have, there's an answer in the Word of God for it. But you've got to find the answer. Because the thing is, you have to live by faith, and faith requires you know that it's the Word of God. Not that you heard once. Not that you believe it. Not that you hope it's the Word. I sure do hope that that's the Word, because it seemed like to me God would get me out. Well, you can't be in faith on a hope. Because faith is more than hope. Faith is the substance hope for. You have to have hope, but you got to go beyond hope. If you want to stand against God, you have to have faith in the promise, but you got to know the promise. Where in the Word of God is this at? This is the Word right here. Okay, there it is. I'm standing on the Word of God. This is what I'm standing on. The Word of God will always hold you up. Yes. Now, the scary thing about the Word of God, it looks a lot like vapor. Looks a lot like a cloud. And in your mind, that's not going to hold me up. How can you tell me this book with ink and words in it? I say, it's not the book, it's not the ink, it's not the paper, it's the God behind it. Yes. It's the God that my faith is in. When I have faith in God's Word, I'm having faith in God. Amen. You cannot separate a man from his Word. If I know you as a liar, then you are a liar and everything about you is a liar. You're not an honest person. No, I just speak lies. I'm really an honest person. You and your Word are not separated. You are your Word, and your Word is you. That's why it's so important to be forthright with people and let your yea be yea and your nay be nay. And don't be afraid to tell people no instead of lying to them to make your feelings feel good. Because I say, well, you know, I'm sorry if you feel bad if I tell you I can't do it, but I'm not going to lie to you. Yeah, I'll be there. Don't worry about it. And then never show up or go talk about the person behind their back. Have enough courage to at least tell people, hey, you know, I'm sorry. That's not in my schedule. I can't do that right now. People think you're mean, but at least you told the truth. They know that if you say you're going to be there, you're going to be there. If they say you're not going to be there, you're not going to be there. That's the way it is. But promises. God has a promise there. The Bible tells us in 2 Peter, it says, whereby are given unto us exceedingly great and precious promises. They are exceedingly great and precious promises available for whatever you need. Healing in your body. You believe in God for a mate. You believe in God for finances. You believe in God for peace of mind. Whatever problem you have, there is a promise in the Word of God for you. There's a promise there, but you have to find it so that you can believe it and be in faith about it so that it can manifest. Now, that seems very like a formula where there is a certain rules and regulations that God has set up. And the reason most people are not receiving the blessings of God, because they're doing what they want to do. And they're just hoping God, well, God, you know, I know you say it this way, or I never read it. I don't know you say it this way, but just make it work anyway. But God's looking at you like, I don't think so. You forgot who's God here and who's not God. We got a misunderstanding here. You have to do it my way. And then I will give you the blessing. But so many people want to do it their way. Tired of your way yet? I got tired of my way because my way was not His way. And the Bible said, his ways are above my ways, and his ways are higher than my ways, and his thoughts are higher than my thoughts. And I said, let me start trying it his way, because I've lived enough years my way, and I think it could be better. Let me try his way. And I started doing it his way, and I found out something. It's a secret. Not a lot of Christians know. The word is real, and it works. Amen. Most people don't really believe the word works. I mean, people believe they're saved, and they'll go to heaven because of that. But most people in church don't believe the word works. I'm telling you, if they didn't, they would act different. If they really believed that what God said, he meant that, and that would happen. Some people are so bold as to rationalize it away. Oh, no, well, you know, that was work for the old church. It's not for the new church. Healing went out with the apostles, and people have been healed ever since. Jesus healed the first person. People have been healed. People were healed before then. People are still being healed. Now, you need to figure out why you're not getting healed. You know, don't be saying healing's not for today. Don't judge. Never interpret the word of God by your human experience. And that's what a lot of people do. Well, I know the case of four other people, and they didn't get healed. I know six other people, they didn't get healed. Well, I know a whole lot of people in the Bible that did, and who am I going to believe? I said, I have to look and see what is it I'm missing. And if you pray to God, he'll help you. He's got a promise of it. If he promised it, it's available. Point number three on how to overcome adversity was patience. You have to be a patient person. There is seed, there is time. Then there's a harvest. We talked last week about people getting in debt. Take 5 years to build up massive amount of debts. And I gave one tithe and I prayed for a week and it didn't happen. It doesn't work. You couldn't get in that much debt in a week. And it might take a little longer to get out. But the thing is, you will overcome the adversity that comes from debt and problems like that if you exercise patience. And then the new thing we're going to go to, which you have to exercise, is perseverance. Perseverance. Let's open our Bibles to Philippians 3. Philippians 3, verses 13 and 14. And let's just see what the Word of God has to say to us over there. Brethren, talking to the Christians, talking to fellow saints, talking to you and me if you're born again. Brethren, I count myself not to have apprehended. Now, this is Apostle Paul, the man who wrote 2/3 of the New Testament, says, I count myself not to have apprehended. Now, if anybody was getting darn close, it would be Paul. And he counted himself not to have apprehended. But there's one thing I do. Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press towards the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Now, perseverance is the pressing. We talked a little bit about persistence, which the definition of persistence and perseverance are both the same. It's the act or character of continuing steadily in a course of action. It's the act or the character of continuing steadily in a course of action or purpose in spite of difficulties or obstacles.
Today's message has been part four of the four-part series titled, How to Handle Adversity.
The Positive Change Broadcast is a listener-supported ministry. Take a moment and log on to www.joyoffaith.com. Click on the online giving tab and set up an automatic recurring monthly gift of $50 or $25 to support the Positive Change Broadcast. Your generous gift helps us to continue ministering the word to your family and many others each weekday morning. So consider this program's value to you and schedule your support today. Make a difference by giving generously. Joy Faith Christian Center is located at Military Trail, two blocks south of 45th Street in the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. Come this Sunday and be a part of our worship service at 11 a.m. You'll experience praise and worship, practical and useful teaching in a comfortable, casual setting, and a warm welcome from the Joy Faith family. Joy Faith is an awesome church for you to learn the Word of God, develop your spiritual gifts and talents with believers just like you. So meet me this Sunday at 3505 Shiloh Drive in West Palm Beach, Florida, 33407. I look forward to greeting you in person this Sunday at the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. I'm Robert Cook. Thank you for joining me today. I believe you've got something that you can use to make a positive change in your life.
Fresh Catch Seafood Grill in Stewart, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, is